Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast, where top football coaches from around the country share their stories, philosophies, concepts, and strategies to help you get better on and off the field. Now, here's your host, Keith Grabowski.
Welcome to the Coach and Coordinator Podcast. On today's show, we give you the best of the winning edge. One of my favorite parts of the show is the last question, where I get to ask coaches, of all the things you've talked about today, of all the great ideas you've shared, what's the one thing that really gives your team the winning edge? And the answers have varied over the course of this podcast, 400-some episodes, but they're all great answers, and I think they shed some light on things that need to be important to your program. And whether it's the most important thing, it's something you do believe gives your program the winning edge, I think you have a lot to learn from these coaches, and think about some of these things and make sure that somewhere in your program these things are happening and they exist and these ideas are present. The challenge in putting an episode together like this with over 400 some guests was, where do you start? Who do you include in this? So I narrowed it down with a few things. The guys you're going to hear from today have won 5 or more state champions, either as an assistant or as a head coach, or a combination of the two. They're some of the best from around the country, and a lot of these guys do come and speak at our national conference, whether it was last year or a couple years ago or this upcoming national conference in 2019. It is a great place to come and hear from some of the best, to engage with those guys, to meet with other coaches around the country and solve some problems, hear some ideas, bring great things back to your program. I highly recommend it. Anybody who's been there, if you've heard on the show, they highly recommend it as well. Go to usafootball.com/NC19podcast. Our promo code there is still available, and that is podcast99. So with that criteria of having 5 or more state championships under their belt, again, either as an assistant or a head coach or a combination of, we have 18 coaches who have won a total of 150 state championships together. Some incredible football minds, some great insight into what really gives you the winning edge in your football program. Our first winning edge is from Andrew Coverdale, who is the offensive coordinator at Louisville Trinity in Kentucky. They've won 12 state championships with him there, and he shares some ideas on really this being about the players and what they're willing to do and the standard that's been set, a very high bar, and he shares some of those thoughts here.
I think that our kids' willingness and buy-in and capacity for work in the summer when the season is far, far away. When I went and coached at a very well established public school in Indiana as a head coach for 3 years and took basically the roots of our fundamentals of our summer program at Trinity there, I was told it was inhumane. And I know everybody works hard, but I think the capacity that our kids have to do the lifting, to do the speed development, to do the football work, to do the study outside of time, I mean, they're spending 4 or 5 hours a day. There's a lot that goes into there's a lot of other things that go into it, but that creates a foundation that gives us a chance to make everything else work. And I'm honestly, when I see what our kids do, even in the in season, I'm really in awe. I mean, they're getting to school at 7:30. A lot of times they get a full academic load. They have a practice, they have a lift, they have a film session, they're home at 7:30 and they've still got homework. I mean, I know a lot of programs can say the same thing. I have immense respect for the sacrifice and the efforts of our young men on what they're willing to do. And so without that, I think a lot of this other stuff wouldn't really matter.
Coach Coverdale also did an in-season podcast with us where he shared some ideas that were relevant to some in-season thoughts and adjustments. And the question was posed to him again, but this time with the parameters, what gives your team the winning edge in season? And so here's his answer.
I think the biggest thing is that my head coach, because he's been around it enough, has a sense of how, you know, everybody talks about having multiple seasons, you know, in the NFL they divide it into 4. In high school, we typically divide it into 3 in terms of our early season,
and then our middle sort of district season, and then the playoffs. And so having a sense of where we should be in each of those seasons and what those things demand of our kids in terms of their overall development, and having, I guess as Stephen Covey would say, having the end in mind. And so we're not trying, for example, we're not trying to have a playoff offense in week five. We're trying to take the necessary step of development in a 15-week process to get us there. I think having a head coach that understands the length of that process, and knowing that, I mean, who we are right now in July may or may not resemble at all who we are in November, and just continuing to plug that process and continuing to develop competition so that kids, I guess along with that, I would say continued competition for spots. And the depth, you know, we have some unique advantages. We're a private school. We have depth that other guys don't have. And so we're certainly mindful of that. But I can't tell you how many times, because of the way we try to develop our kids in season, that we've had a guy who was playing Monday night JV ball the first 2 weeks of the season develop, push his way up the depth chart because of the competition and opportunities in practice, and then eventually make big plays for us in the playoffs that we never expected. That happens pretty regularly around here, and I think that's because of our head coach's understanding of the big picture and how he translates that to the staff and how we approach our work.
Our next winning edge comes from Nick Restifo, the offensive coordinator at Cleveland St. Ignatius. There, he's been a part of 11 state championships and 3 national championships. He's tutored a number of quarterbacks who went on to go and play in the NFL. Coach Restifo is somebody who I feel fortunate to have had as a mentor, especially on the offensive side of the ball, growing up in the Cleveland area as a coach, and he's always been available for coaches. We're excited that he's going to be a guy who's sharing some ideas at our national conference as well. And here he boils it down really to one word.
Well, without sounding corny, the word is faith. Faith in each other, faith in the game of football, and just basically faith in each other. When you can rely on the guy next to you, and you can rely on your coaches, believe in your coaches, believe in your teammates, I think that's the one thing that puts us over the edge, because I think we do. And, of course, we have faith in the Lord to help us get through any of the tough times that we experience, whether it's on the field or off the field. So I think faith would be that one winning edge.
Our next winning edge comes from Rutgers running backs coach Nunzio Campanelli. As a high school coach, he won 6 state championships as an offensive coordinator and 1 as a head football coach, and he shares what he feels is the winning edge here.
My biggest mantra at Bergen Catholic was you show each other how much you care by how hard you play. So our biggest thing was always that, you know, making sure that we're focused on, we're going to play hard for one another. So whether it wasn't like, hey, we had some great individual drill or something else. I mean, our biggest thing was always, I think that's what football is all about. I think it's about playing for the guys next to you, loving the guys that you play with. And so that was our biggest thing. And I think that's probably had the biggest impact on my career, going back to the however many years I played the game from when I was 5 years old, was it. My father instilled in me, all my youth coaches and teammates, it's all about the team. It's all about what I can do for the people around me. I think that's a great way to live your life. I think if you're focused in on how you can help and positively impact other people, I think that comes back to you tenfold, and by you just doing the right thing and treating people the right way and being committed to helping other people be the best they could be. So that was probably the biggest thing throughout my entire coaching career that I believed. You show each other how much you care by how hard you play.
Dub Maddox won 6 state championships as the offensive coordinator at Oklahoma powerhouse Jenks High School. He's now moved on to be the head football coach at Victory Christian High School. Dub is a great football mind, the creator of R4, and he shares what he feels has been important for him in finding the winning edge in his career.
Knowledge is power. My first job, the first year, Coach Jones calls me in his office, and he did, you know, evaluations on every staff member, and he calls you in, and man, I mean, he just grills you. He tells you where your weaknesses are, tells you, you know, some of the things that you do good, which mine weren't that many my first year, but you know, he just looked at me and he said, you know what, to be a great coach in this business and to go a long way, knowledge is power, and you need to learn as much as you can about the game. And to this day, you know, he's in his late 50s, and he's he's won six state championships, and every time I see him, he's always asking questions. He's got a notebook. He's always learning, and that's just stuck with me. I try to learn as much as I can about the game, and to do that, Keith, you got to be, you know, you got to have a level of humility as a coach, and that's hard for a lot of coaches to do. You know, you got to be willing to admit you don't know everything, and I think that's why a lot of coaches get to a certain level and they stop learning because they don't want to admit that, you know, maybe they don't know it all. So really, that's my the best advice I ever got was to always keep learning and to expand your knowledge base as much as possible.
The coach Jones who Dub Maddox spoke of is Rick Jones, the head football coach at Greenwood High School in Arkansas. He is an 8-time state championship, winning his last one here in 2018. He was also named the AFCA's 2018 Power of Influence Award winner, and he truly is an influential coach. He's a guy who, as I started the podcast, I kept hearing his name over and over again. Rick Jones is a guy you should talk to. Rick Jones really made a difference in my career. And interestingly, I did a consulting session with a school in Oklahoma, and as I'm about to get started, through the door walks Rick Jones, and he says, I heard you were going to be here, and I wanted to come and learn. So what Dub Maddox had to say about knowledge being power is something that Coach still buys into. He's a guy who is still out there learning, a coach who I've really been impressed with, and I'm excited to always have him on the podcast. In fact, I go back and listen to his podcast often because he just shared some great ideas and is an incredible leader. So here's the winning edge from Coach Rick Jones.
I think that the number one thing that we've been able to be successful is that we are consistent. We have expectations that are not going to vary a lot, whether we're on a 50-game winning streak like we did a couple years ago or if we're on a 2-game losing streak. We're going to have the same standards. We're going to have the same expectations. We're going to have the same mentality. And my goal is that you could go out to practice and not be able to tell whether we're playing the biggest game of the year or the theoretically the easiest game of the year. I think over time, we are consistent in what we do. And we're going to work hard. And we're going, I think that our kids believe in the system and that they work harder than any team in the state of Arkansas. And whether that's true or not, it's not important. The important thing is that they believe it. And when we go out to play the game, we believe that we deserve to win. And I think over time, having a consistent approach and an approach that doesn't waver based upon last week or last month or 10 years ago or tomorrow is the key. And I hear these and read it in books and everything, and that it's just, we really try to take the next play approach. You know, the next play is the only play you can do anything about. So that we try to make our focus not in the rearview mirror, not in the future, but just right there in the present day. I use Randy Jackson's idea there at Grapevine. I just put a big old question mark on every one of their off-season T-shirts. So they're all wearing this big question mark, and I just – and every day I'm going to ask them a question. What did you – you know, and our question yesterday was, what did you do with today? What did you do with today? We just finished our workout. You just went through it. What did you do with it? And every day I'm going to have a question for them, and just always trying to push and prod and find those buttons that will get them, you know, make them better players and buy in a little bit.
Another influential coach, not just for me personally, but for coaches around the country, is 11-time state champion, 3-time national champion, the head football coach at Cleveland St. Ignatius High School, Chuck Kyle. Chuck Kyle also does some great work for us at USA Football as a master trainer and as a coach who's just a great ambassador for the game. And here he talks about development of the players being something that really gives them the winning edge.
As much as people want to go well to private school, I invite anybody to take a look at whatever we do, because I think if you talk to the commissioner of the state of Ohio, they'd say they respect our program immensely. I invite anybody to do that. So what's the issue? you know, come August 1st, we'll have 200, and I'd say 200, around 250 kids, to something like that, come out for football. Some of them, many of them have played, you know, youth football. Some kids come out, they haven't played. They just didn't get involved, but we say, come on out. I think that's the key thing. I mean, I think kids still come to, when they come to St. Ignatius High School, and they got to come to our school for the right reason. Believe me, it's every kid that goes to our school is going to go to college, but they want to try football. They want to do it. Great. We get a lot of kids out, and you get 200 and some kids out there, you're going to find some football players. Okay. I don't care what they did in grade school, because, kid in grade school could be 5'6". By the time he's a senior, he's 6'2". And that happens a lot. So I think that's a key thing, that the culture is, hey, it's a cool thing to go out for football. And if any high school that has that, they're going to have good teams.
Noel Rash is the head football coach at Beechwood High School in Fort Mitchell, Kentucky. And he won his fifth state championship in 2018. He really attributes their success and the winning edge to being the commitment to excellence by both his staff and his players.
I will say my players and their family commitment to excellence and my staff's ability to capture that and run with it. I would love to compliment my staff, but I can't do that before I compliment our players. My staff is second to none. They know how to take advantage. But our players show up every day, and I'm not dealing with other social. They come here ready to play football. I'm not dealing with other social issues with them on a daily basis. And they know how to minimize these other things in their life. Vic Clark, who I played for at Thomas More, used to talk about this. He said, for 3 hours, you get to come and forget about research papers, your mom or your girlfriend or your wife chewing your hiney and all those things that are going on in your life that are negative, and you get to be with your brothers for 3 hours. It's therapy. It is absolute therapy. And our players have bought into that. And so I think our edge is just that, our players buying into that and us getting an edge by other people, maybe other teams not having that consistency like we have here of trying to be great, not just on Friday night, but Monday through Thursday.
John Roderick is the head football coach at Webb City High School in Missouri. He's won 11 state championships. He's been recognized as Max Prep's top coaches of all time on their list. He also does some great work for us at USA Football as a master trainer. And for him, he talks about the idea of not being satisfied is giving his team the winning edge.
I still believe football, the game of football, is for the players. And you know, one thing I don't think it's overly complicating, but you know, one thing that we try to develop at Webb City, we try to get our guys to outplay their guys, you know, and that comes from, you know, training them the right way, practice, you know, and all those things. But the one thing that we have never, you know, and I have certainly been that way, never tried to be satisfied with where you are. You know, that's why you attend conference. That's why you go find out something about, you know, something new that you don't know. It's why you go learn and you talk to other coaches. You know, just sitting around with a lot of these guys today, you know, just sitting down with somebody you don't know and talking about, you know, where you're from, what do you guys do? I mean, but I would say for me it's that self-evaluation and not being satisfied. You know, we won 15 games last year and won a state championship, but our staff and our guys, our coaches, our players, we've never sat back and thought we had it all figured out. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you continually got to find a better way to motivate kids, a better way to you know, do your weight training, your conditioning on the field, your coaching, you know, practices, and you know, that's kind of what I really believe in. And maybe, you know, not just changing to change, you know. I mean, we're still run split back veer at Webb City for 21 years, but we're trying to make it better each and every year, you know.
Now the athletic director at Cathedral High School, Rick Strife, won 10 state championships as the head football coach. And for him, the winning edge is about attention to detail.
it's twofold. It's that attention to detail and just that constant badgering, whatever you want to call it, coaching, but pushing our kids to play as hard as they possibly can for the entire time that they're out there on the field.
One of the most innovative coaches in high school football is Kevin Kelly, six-time state champion at Pulaski Academy in Arkansas. And for Kevin Kelly, it's pretty simple. It's all about buy-in.
The fact that all of our kids buy in to what we do probably more than any team I've known.
Galen Brantley Jr. is a 10-time state champion head coach from Soldotna High School in Alaska. And for him, it's really about empowerment.
I think empowerment. Our kids really, they have a lot of control over things as far as, you know, we select a leadership council like a lot of teams do, but we really give it teeth. We let them make decisions, and it's really their program. And, you know, we're just along for the ride.
Lane Kirkland has led Cary High School to 5 state championships, and he really believes the key to their success is teamwork.
The sense of teamwork, that's what we can point everything to. None of my staff have played college football. Some of us, we were just all high school football players. We don't know much about technique, but we know how to coach kids and bring the teamwork thing in and make sure that they have fun in practice. This isn't a job. This is supposed to be fun. And we keep it light, but we keep it heavy football and make sure that they have a good experience together. And team building, that's a big factor in all of our success for the last almost 40 years now.
Jason Mons is a 6-time state champion, 6 in a row at Saguaro High School, including their last in 2018, and he really believes it boils down to one word, love.
Man, just love. Guys love each other, and coaches love each other. Coaches love the kids, and kids love the coaches. And, man, when you have that as your foundation, it's a lot of fun to be around. And when you're having fun and guys care about each other, you're going to be successful.
Jason and I also talked in season, and for him, he talked about their ability to keep going and winning 6 in a row being about having the experience.
Man, I think it's just experience, being there and playing in big games. And like we started off the conversation with, testing yourself, putting yourself in some adverse situations early, and developing some toughness, developing some grit, developing the belief that you can compete and play with top programs. And I think that really paid dividends down the stretch.
Alex Rotzko has won 14 state championships over his career and currently is the head football coach at Marshwood High School in Maine. And he really believes that success is a choice.
Boy, oh boy. You know what? I think it comes down to just a matter of tradition. And we talk about having a program and having success and talking about success as a choice and so forth. A lot of people ask me, you know, when I came up to Maine a few years ago, I think they had gone 2-6 the 3 previous years. And we had, the leading rusher had torn his ACL in lacrosse, and our best lineman had torn his ACL in lacrosse. So those guys weren't coming back. And I showed up, and there was maybe 40 kids in the program, freshmen right up through. And I was ready to pack my bags and go back to Long Meadow. But I think the big thing is just – they asked me, how come we were so successful that first year? We ended up, I think, losing 1 regular season game, and then we lost 43-41 in the state championship. And I gave credit to the internet, because I think what happened is kids get on the internet and they say, who's this new guy coming in? Who's our new coach? And they look at the record and say, whoa, this guy must know what he's talking about. They've been pretty good. And at Long Meadow, same thing. We started having success, and it just kind of built on it, where it gets to the point where it might sound funny to say, but I think fear was the great motivator, because we were so successful for so long. Kids didn't want to be the ones that let the town down, that let the school down, that let the former players down. So they worked hard to be successful. So I think that's just a big part of it. It's kind of built on itself.
Dave Walker is a National Coach of the Year and 7-time state champion at Martinsburg High School in West Virginia. He won his 7th in 2018, and he really attributes their success and their winning edge to what they do in the offseason in the weight room.
Our off season strength program. I got a couple guys that do a really good job. Guys that played for me and our strength coaches, and they do a great job just with our kids in the off season with what they do with them. In West Virginia, we're not allowed to. We don't have spring ball, and we're not allowed to coach them in football. We get like a 3-week period in June that we can do things with them for 7-on-7s and actually coaching them and having camps, but. The rest of the year, it's just strength and conditioning. And I got a couple guys that just, you know, they're with the kids all the time, and they work them, and the kids have bought into it. Now, that's really the life force of our program is the preparation that our kids put into each season. And I think probably most guys will probably tell you the same thing when it comes to that.
Five-time state champion from Ben Eielson High School in Alaska, Dave Devon really believes success in the winning edge is about consistency.
Consistency. Consistency in coaching, consistency in message, staying on those, reaching back on those values that you have as a coach and saying, hey, this is where we're going to stand and we're going to do it right. And we're going to worry about the small things, the technical things. And, you know, the big things tend to take care of themselves, so. Yeah, it's the consistency and the guys that I've had, been fortunate enough to have here coach with me, you know, consistency in that message and just being here ready to work every day.
Six-time state champion from Boyle County High School in Kentucky, Chuck Smith, talks about how it's his job to mold the chemistry of the team, and that plays a big part in helping them find the winning edge.
Well, I think that We take pride in, or I take pride in, when I'm coaching the team, I've gotten more into, and that's why I listen to a lot of motivational guys. I think the biggest thing that I'll do as a coach this coming year, and I've done in all the other years, is I think it's the head coach's responsibility to control and mold the chemistry of the team, and it's his responsibility. You know, you got good assistants that's going to really work hard on the techniques and the fundamentals and the schemes. And I add to that too. I mean, I share in those, but I think my biggest job is I have to ensure the chemistry of our football team. And that's the thing that I like doing is watching us become a bunch of individuals at the beginning and then molding into one family, one group at the end. And when you have good chemistry on your team and you don't have people fighting and being jealous of each other, then I think you have a chance to be really, really special. And I think that's the biggest thing that I do as a coach. And I think that's my most important job. And that chemistry includes everybody. It includes the coaches, the players, the booster club, the parents, all of that. It's my job to try to control that chemistry and keep everybody focused on the task at hand and the goals set for the program. And I put a lot of thought and I put a lot of time in that. It takes most of my time and most of my thought. And I leave a lot of that X and O's and coaching to my assistants. And they've done a wonderful job with that.
Tom Wilson is a 7-time state champion and the head football coach at Dowling Catholic High School in Des Moines, Iowa. And they've won their 7th state championship in 2018. He talks about their state championship here from 2017 and how the key was being humble and continuing to work.
Ironically, I think it was after a loss. I mean, our kids, as I mentioned, they work really hard and they take great pride in our program. At some point in time, with the success that we've had, it's tough to keep our kids at times hungry or humble. And we lost a game, in week 8 of the regular season that taught our kids a lesson that, you know, you can't just show up and you're going to win. And after we lost that ball game, you know, there wasn't anything but us going back to work and realizing, okay, we're still in control of our own destiny here. And we just have to go back to work. And again, it was back to the fundamental part. It was really gave us new life, to be honest with you. The pressure seemed to just be released from us at that point in time. And then that team that beat us in week 8, we beat 44-7 in the state semifinals. So I think it's just there's lessons that you learn throughout the course of every season. For us, we weren't invincible. Nobody's going to hand us anything. And as hard as we have worked, we still had more work to do if we were going to go ahead and reach our goal.
Straight Heron retired after the 2018 season with 5 state championships, and he was the head football coach at South Point High School in South Carolina. He believes the winning edge comes from confidence that is a result of organization and preparation.
I would say it's confidence which comes from organization. Our guys know every day. They know what is expected. They know where they're supposed to be. They know what the attitude is supposed to be like. They know when they walk on the field what we expect them to do. They know when Coach Heron starts yelling that they're not performing. And that's all we do. We tell them all the time, man, we can't play for you. We can't coach your effort. Your effort is on you. And so it's a mentality. I really believe that our success right now is all based on a mentality. There's not a kid that we have in our program that doesn't know that we have very, very high expectations and that we're going to work. And that work is going to be based off of a lot of organization, a lot of time. And I think because of that, they like to go out and perform well for us.
Our last coach is the head football coach at Lumen Christi High School. He's won 11 state championships over the course of his career, including his last one in 2018. He's been an incredible example for his community in taking over a team during a very tough time and moving on from there to a ton of success in his program. Coach Brogan believes that the winning edge comes from hard work and the attitude that goes along with it.
I think it's our overall work ethic, how we approach work, work hard with enthusiasm. You don't want to beat your kids down. You want them upbeat when they're working hard. The heart and soul of our program is the weight room. I've felt that from day one. I still feel it today, and that's the best advice I can get is get your kids in there, get them strong, get them working hard, run them hard. And have fun while you're doing it. You can't be a drill sergeant. You've got to be a relationship builder as well. But work hard and have fun doing it.
There you have it. You heard from 20 of the best coaches from around the country. They've won 162 state championships. I am sure they will add to that total. But beyond the wins, I think you have a group of men there that have just done a great job in building their program and making a difference in the lives of their student athletes and in their communities. And I think they provide us a great example to follow. Check out our show notes, and each one of the coaches' short profile we have there is also the link to the podcast that he did with us. These are some great guys to learn from and to model things after in your programs and in your career. Be sure to check out all the great content we're putting on our website at blogs.usafootball.com. You will find all kinds of information there from every aspect of coaching. We're working hard to put things up that are going to be useful to you as coaches. Check them out at blogs.usafootball.com.
Thanks for listening to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. For more resources, visit the Coach Performance Center at usafootball.com.